3, JCA Water Creek. Okay, A3 JCA, this is N0TR, mobile. Greer, my name's Tom. Good evening. K-A3 JCA, Dave, here's Richard. I'm not used to that call yet, I guess. But you'll have to forgive me for that. Hope you're having a good day. We decided to go out and get groceries this evening. We've been working all day, mainly Bernice. Outside, making a little platform, let me turn this radio down, for a glider that we have, and that's not one that flies, that's one that you rock in, and we put out those paver bricks, and we're going to set it on that, and we've got about 99 and 44 one-hundredths of it is finished, and looking forward to trying that good old glider out. Those little glider chairs, because my dad had one that was kind of a glider/recliner, and it would kind of, when you set up right, you could kind of glide it back and forth, but then you could stretch it out, and it actually almost laid flat enough to be a bed. Nice. I wish this one had a somewhat of a sheeting thing over it. It don't. I was talking to Bernice today about maybe getting some treated 4x4s and making something, but it almost have to be ugly, and I just don't know if it's possible. The sun hits it from the west, and we sit there and do our chicken watching to the south, and it's just, you know, go out and gather eggs and sit down a while, or have a can of Sprite or a bottle of water or something, and just chill out. But I think this will be better. It's been on the grass for quite a while. It's made out of recycled plastic jugs and bottles, if you will. I'm amazed. It's been very, very durable.
Hey, so you're talking about maybe putting like a pagoda up where you put a couple of 4x4s like in the ground, and then a couple of stringers across to support the, like a rafter, like just put some 2x6s or 1x6s up there, just kind of to break the sun coming down.
That's what we're thinking about. And Bernice is the carpenter. I'm the electrician.
Okay. Depending on what you want to do, you could put that pagoda up whatever height you wanted to. Tilt the rafters either straight out or put a little bit of tilt to it. Then you could always buy that, either the clear, but I would probably recommend like the green clear plexiglass or the green, it's kind of like a wrinkled type of plexiglass that's like wavy. Could you just stagger those on the top? That'll keep the rain out, but it'll also block some of the sun. It kind of give you a greenish tint hue underneath the of the pagoda.
Send your LTR mobile. Great idea. And that's, we have something similar to that on the chicken house. It's red and it's fiberglass. So we got it at Lowe's. Works like a champ. But I know what you're talking about, and it looks like corrugated tin. And that's a good idea, Richard. Thank you.
It's lightweight. It doesn't, depending on the angle that you put it at, the rain will run off. We don't get a lot of snow, at least. I don't hear where I live, or you live exactly, Tom, but you could put it in such a way so that the stuff would run off properly away from the house. And I would love to do that here in my backyard. I just haven't gotten around to do it. I've actually been studying. I'm thinking about getting me some chickens also to raise some, you know, so I'll have eggs.
Well, we've had a learning period now of quite a few years. And I don't know how many years we had chickens, but we just do it for the fun of it, and we give the eggs away and give some for our kids and grandkids and the neighbors and whatnot. It's sort of a hobby, but we've had several different breeds. And the lady at the feed store said the best layers were the black Australops. They're crossbreeding chicken from Australia, and you just Google the chicken man and you can order them from him. And they're 8 weeks old, and they're all hens, guaranteed. But it is up at Flat Rock is where he's at. But supposedly, from what Bernice Googled, they lay 308 eggs a year. I'd say that's a Yahtzee. Lot of eggs, sir. Man, if you're just doing it for yourself, we got, what, 8 of them, right, Bernice? And then one... 9 of them, actually. One of them's an older one. We accidentally got a rooster in there, and we took it back. And no qualms, no questions asked. He doesn't care a bit if you take one back. I guess during the COVID epidemic, they had some younger people in there that didn't sex them right, and so they got a few roosters back that part of the year. And that's just a guess. But the lady at the feed store told me that, too, and as well as Googling it. And we had some speckled Sussex, and they're a very nice chicken, and they have a good personality. And so did these black Australops. The other ones we had, they had this bad habit of pecking, and you'd put this purple medicine on them, and it was just a pain in the rear. So... we went with these, and we have not had that problem yet, just with that one old one, and it just does it to itself. But these other young ones are huge chickens, and they lay a huge brown egg, and that's exactly what the farmer here wants. That would be my wife, Bernice, of 54 years, Richard.
3GHCA. Well, congratulations on 54 years, sir. My wife Sally and I were actually married back in 2011, so we've been married 11 years. This is my second time, so I'm actually looking at the Chicken Map website, but I don't see the Australops that you're talking about.
We don't have them right now, but that's where we got ours from. Different times a year, different ones available. Now, the speckled Sussex is a good layer, and Bernice did research on them. But there's a lot of good breeds out there, I'm sure, and you can get different various opinions on it. I just wanted to get the ones that laid brown eggs, and you can choose that on there. It tells you what size and what kind of egg they lay. But these are like extra large brown eggs. Now, they're 8 weeks old, so that's 2 months, roughly. And you got to wait till they're about 6 months old before they lay. And most people's consternation or whatever, they don't believe that you can have hens that lay without a rooster, and that is not true. You do not need a rooster. And they're kind of bad about beating up on the hens, so we don't have any roosters, and our chickens lay just fine, Richard. That's the end of your old TR.
With it.
Yeah. There's the tip of the day.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking. I see that there's numbers in front of them, and I see what you're talking about, brown, dark brown, green eggs. I guess it's called straight run, tinted, or white. Based on the thing, and then I guess the price is per each girl there, and so forth like that. So I'm sitting here looking, and this is very interesting, because I might start off with like maybe 3 of them.
Very nice man. His name's Eamon, and it's a beautiful drive up there. By the way, you said you didn't know where we were at. We live between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, north of Greer, about 14 miles northeast of... Greenville. And you pay a little more because they're guaranteed hens and because they're 8 weeks old and he had to feed them all that time. And like I said, they're guaranteed hens. So it's worth a little bit more because you don't have to worry about them in the wintertime. They're right ready to go any time of year that you buy them from him.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking. It's got a blue-green egg color for Easter eggs, it says.
all sorts of breeds, from the exotic to the standard Foghorn Leghorn.
No doubt. He's got like a Delaware bird, a different types. I'm actually looking at the different ones that he's got, and I just found, I think, the Australops. It's a brown, black Australop.
And my understanding is they're a breed they come up with in Australia. But I don't claim to be an expert, Richard, but I do have a little experience at it.
An ant that lives up in Tambasi, I think it's pronounced, I'm not sure. It's up in the northwest corner up there above Pickens and stuff like that. It's way up there. It took me like an hour and a half to get there one day. But she has some chickens that she raises, and I guess hers, I want to say, I guess it, but the wording is correct, free range.
Down here, if you free range them, the hawks would get them and the owls would get them. I seen a hawk eating one up here at the corner one day. They free ranged. But another neighbor, he put two dogs out that yapped all the time, but they were right next to the chicken pen. And he never had any problem with the hawks bothering them. But they'll come out here and sit there on the stubs of the trees I've had cut off to run my antenna wires out there. and they'll sit there and chicken watch. And I had one on the side of the pen one day trying to tear off the wire and get into the pen. And so I had to toss a firecracker out the window and scare him off. Because I don't want to shoot it. They're protected. They're federal. And there's just no reason for that. They're just doing what they're built for, you know. So I keep some firecrackers up there, just little inch and a half, and you throw that out and he's gone. You don't want to mess around with that. Well, Richard, we've arrived home. Really enjoyed it. Did you catch where Richard lives, Bernice? Simpsonville. Okay, you're down there by N4IQ, a good friend of ours, and he calls it Simpleville. And Richard, talk to you down the line. We're going to go in and unload these mass consumables and get them in the icebox. There's even some ice cream cones back there from Walmart, the little ones with the nuts on top. 73's Richard. This is N0TR. I'll be clear with you on your final.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, no problem. We'll chat again there, sir. You have a good evening. Good night to Bernice. Sally said to say hi, too. And, yep, we live down in Simpleville. So we live right there, kind of where 385-85 with Butler Road meet. So that's right in that ballpark area. So, all right, talk with you later. KA3-JCA.
Our grandson played ball out there. That's a beautiful park. Okay, Richard. Good night. This is Andrew T.R. Clear.
KA3-JCA, W4-DJW. Still there, Richard?
Go ahead, KA3-JCA.
Hey, I noticed with that net control program, after adding that button that says dump everything that's in the pre-nets over into the log, every now and then when you click on something, it would change your group that you were in, right? A through D, E through F, whatever the group you were in. That's because that new button I added was supposed to put a stop to the end of the group because it came between the stop that was there and the group that is the radio button group. So anyway, it was causing it to lose your place every once in a while. So I fixed it, and the source is out there in that source zip file if you want to go get a copy of it. I don't know if it was doing that to you or not, but it did it to me a couple of times, and it took me a while to figure out how to fix it or what was going on there. But anyway, it's fixed now if you want to get a new copy.
Good, because remember I told you I downloaded the last copy you had. It worked fine. I played with it. Then when I got ready to go do something that night, the other night when I called, it froze on me and then it just totally disappeared from the screen. And it actually, like, deleted it from the file folder, the .exe file. I'm like, what's going on? So I just, thank God I had the old copy that I had labeled OLD. And I just put it back, and it started working. But I'll download that new one tomorrow and give that a shot.
Okay. That, whatever it is that's deleting that on you is probably some something to do with some antivirus, right? It's deleting it. It doesn't delete itself, and something's got to be doing that. So that may happen again. This will not fix that, whatever that is. Anyway, I just thought I'd give you an update. It's out there if you want to grab it. It gets kind of annoying when you look up there and you say, I know I wasn't in that group. I know I was further along in the net than that. But that's because I added that dump button and didn't make it the end of the group. Anyway, have a good one. Take care. I'm going back to my program at W4DJW.
Thank you very much for the update. And we'll be monitoring KA3JCA.